We turn now to NPR's Mike Pesca. He's been following this story and also following a statement from the CEO of U.S. Airways. Mike, what did he have to say?
Douglas Parker recently addressed the media. He really didn't give any information beyond what NPR has already reported. In fact, he gave less. He would not engage in any discussion with the media after his statement, and he would not engage in any discussion of what caused the crash. Aviation officials do say, however, that if it were a bird, which is or birds, which is what many people were reporting, since these planes, the Airbus 320 has multiple engines, it would have to be birds simultaneously disabling both engines, which has happened and which would cause a crash. But like I said, the CEO of U.S. Airways did not do anything beyond pledge their support to the National Traffic Safety Board. They say they will be cooperating with the NTSB in every investigation.
The CEO has said this. The FAA has confirmed this, that all the passengers got off safely. But what does it mean when we say that they got off safely? Are there any injuries? Because there are reports that some were taken to hospital.
There are many New York area hospitals, and have been set up to handle passengers. St. Luke's is one. Roosevelt Hospital is another. Right now, reports are that passengers are trickling in, but many passengers have been able to walk away. Some have been on camera giving interviews. Some of the passengers are wet. Some aren't. Many of the passengers had to stand on the wing of a plane, and perhaps they got wet that way. But the images that we have seen of the passengers getting off the plane don't seem to be too many who are drenched from head to toe. It seemed as if the evacuation, if you can imagine this, from a forced landing, the evacuation was very orderly.
Now, this landing occurred in the Hudson River near 48th Street, near Midtown Manhattan, something that you're probably able to see from the vantage point that you're at right now. What do you see as you look out over the river?
If I stick my head out the window of our bureau, I can see the Hudson River, and there is smoke in the air from the aerial reports of the different cameras, and all of the local TV crews have their helicopters circling the area. You can see that the airplane is floating a little bit. It seems in a southerly direction. Also, in the well over an hour and a half since the plane went down, it has been sinking. So right now, just the nose of the plane and a couple of the rows back are still above the water. Also, parts of the left wing are above the water, but it has sunken significantly in the time it has been in the water.
That's NPR's Mike Pesca. He was speaking to us about the emergency landing of U.S. Airways Flight 1549 in the Hudson River. Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome.